Let's see. The chicken looks like it's been marinating long enough. The veggies are all cut up for the kebabs, and I can't forget to get that puppy to carve up the watermelon. He decided he wanted to have that from the farmer's market, and he's so sexy when he cuts up things. But boy, I swear, I couldn't say no to him if I wanted to. Speaking of... Hey there, handsome. All done with mowing, I take it? Would you like a glass of tea? I just made some. I must say, being all sweaty gives you a certain kind of shine. Very manly. I find it quite fetching, really. Oh, no, no. Don't bring all that sweaty machismo over here. I suppose you've earned some kisses from all your manual labor. I know you wanted living with me to be all cuddles and getting tangled up in the sheets, but home ownership comes with some obligations that simply can't be avoided, like lawn care. And better you than me. I mean, you are awfully cute doing it. And we both know Mrs. O'Malley would make our lives a living hell if we let the grass get out of control. You know, I think you're right. She's jealous that I have such a studly pet. One to mow my lawn for me during the day, ravish me at night, or be ravished by me. As you can see, laid out before you, we've got quite the feast ready for dinner. Well, let's get it on the grill. Why don't you go take a shower, get cleaned up, and then meet me on the patio? Don't think just because I wore the sundress you love so much, watching my legs, that I'll jump into the shower with you. I am an upstanding woman with respect. A respected member of the community. I just don't take wanton showers with young men. I prefer to tie them to the bed while I defile them. Maybe get a blindfold or gag involved. Yes. Look here, my little cub. Just because you have such wonderful warm hands doesn't mean I'll get distracted. You're still sweaty. You need that shower. Any other activities will be waiting for that to happen. Toot-toot. Toodaloo. My adorable pet, all fresh and clean. Oh, and with drinks in hand. Trained you so well. I love the way you wrap your arms around me from behind. Feeling you take in that deep breath that you can smell. Smell my hair. So nice. You know, this is the kind of thing that right now seems mundane, but in 5 or 10 years, I will look back on it as one of my most serene memories. You feel good? On one hand, I've got my sexy plaything wrapped around me while I'm grilling up a delicious dinner. A refreshing glass of wine in one hand. The sun's starting to go down. And the mosquitoes aren't too bad. This is the kind of moment that you carry with you forever. Yeah. Savor it, pet. Maybe you're too young to notice, but this is perfection. Yeah. I think that people want their lives to be defined by these massive, sweeping moments, like in a movie. That life is epic highs and lows, epic peaks and valleys. But this is the kind of moment I want to cherish with you. Well, sure, it's just a backyard dinner, you know, grilling on the surface, but it's so much more, isn't it? All those little details that make it perfect. They're right here if you just pause and savor it, like a little closer. If you see the perfect tree in the forest of our lives, how much better will your life be? Well, you know, I have you to thank for this. I'd gotten a little old and jaded, and you helped me, you know. Helped me to take stock. Enjoy the lovely little moments that make life so incredible. To think one left turn where I took a right and I wouldn't have all of this with you. That, I think, is part of what makes it so important to cherish what we have right now. Yeah, idyllic, that's a good word for it. You always were good with words. They say that people who take videos of fireworks never go back and watch them. They spend all that time watching it through their phone, but they miss the beauty of it all. But I think I want to capture a little bit of this moment with you for posterity. Do you have your phone? Good. Let's take a picture and get it printed. I think it would look nice on the wall in the foyer. Our foyer. It'll only take a second. Okay. Smile for me, pretty boy, and perfect. Now you start cutting up that watermelon because it's almost time to eat. If I can be a little proud for a moment, I do think that was one of the best dinners I've made in a good long time. Yes, yes. Go on, shower me with compliments and affection. What do you think I tracked you into the hammock for? Certainly not because it reminds me of when we went to Jamaica last Christmas. Spent half of that week tangled up in one of these. No. But now that we're all fed, comfy, cozy, however will we spend the rest of our evening? Well, I could just lay here on your chest, run my fingers through your hair, admire those beautiful eyes. And there really aren't many better ways to spend an evening as far as I'm concerned. But I know a young man likes to do all kinds of things. Things he'd like to do on a fine night such as this. And even I could admit it's not that late, even for me. Let me think. What? Oh, sorry. I got distracted by the pretty boy I've been draping myself all over. Where was I? Oh, yes. Possible activities besides lounging around? Well, there's that show we've been working our way through slowly but surely. I know you've been wanting to play that new game that just came out. Don't tease me. You're lucky I don't call everything a Nintendo. We could do a puzzle or go buy a drive up at the lake. No, no, my sweet, eager puppy. Our more, shall we say, scandalous activities are for later. If I recall correctly, we had a lengthy conversation about not being joined at the pelvises anymore. Well, not after our friends came over to see if you'd either been fucked to death or ended up in my basement, tied to a pipe. I've always considered it paramount that all parties in a relationship have a full life and suite of interests independent of the relationship itself. Of course, if you want to stay up all night owning the noobs with your friends, I want you to feel comfortable enough to do that. Yes, I want you to know that I don't hold it against you like some women might, but also, you live here. You've lived here for months now. I want you to be comfortable in our home. You wouldn't be mowing the lawn if you didn't live here after all. Oh, well, you might be mowing the lawn if I were to wear something revealing enough and use the carrot method. I know you have visions of my semi-long legs tanned dancing through your dreams at night. So I suppose I do have to make all the decisions, don't I? You are the cub and I am the cougar after all. Tell you what. You play your game on the nice TV in the living room, and I'll lay my head in your lap and read that new mystery book I got the other day. Then I can watch you enjoy your joy. But also not play, because I'm horrible. Yeah. And then when you're done, we can curl up and get snuggly, figure out how many ways we can make that couch weird for our friends next time we invite them to sit on it. Exactly. What do you think? Little cougar, little cub? Sound like a plan? I agree. We should lay out here for just a little bit longer. I like the way you think.